Welcome, everybody. I'm Alex Newman. This is Conversations That Matter for the New American Magazine. Thank you for tuning in. We are joined today by a very special guest, a member of the Central Committee of the Republican Party in Ohio. And some really bizarre things are going on there. Unexplained, millions of dollars missing. And with us is Mark Bainbridge. He's not just a member of the Central Committee. He also was a partner with Ernst & Young, one of the big accounting firms. And that happens to be his area of expertise. He spent 30 years as a CPA, a certified public accountant. He specializes in this. And when he started asking questions, weird things started happening. And so, there's a lot of weird things going on in the party. And Ohio, of course, is not unique. There's always been this kind of tension and demands for transparency and then efforts to prevent transparency. But what's going on in Ohio just rises, it seems, above and beyond what's going on in a lot of other states. So, Mark, thank you very much for joining us today. Give us a little summary of what happened when you started raising concerns about where these millions had gone.
Glad to join you, Alex. I started raising these issues when I first became elected, started demanding that they have an audit done, because an audit hasn't been done for many, many years, at least 16 that we know of. And so I, in helping management get ready for an audit, I asked for prior year financial statements. And when I got those, I started seeing really unusual things. For example, in 2000, and I don't have all the financials, I have the balance sheets particularly, but they gave me the 2017 and 2019 balance sheets. And what I noticed was immediately that there was a receivable for $640,000 that had been on the books for about 4 years and hadn't changed by one penny. The other thing I noticed, which was really unusual, is that there was a decrease in equity, or the Ohio Republicans' net worth, that didn't go through the income statement, just was on the balance sheet, not identified as to what it was, of $1.7 million. It was a reduction in net worth or equity. And then the same thing, I have the full balance sheet for 2019. In 2019, there was a reduction of $436,000 in equity. Again, not going through the income statement, and there's no explanation for what this is. Those are entries that you cannot make under generally accepted accounting principles. So, it started immediately to ask questions. And when I asked questions at the fiscal review committee that I was on, I was immediately attacked for asking detailed questions that I shouldn't be asking at the fiscal review committee. And, it just went downhill from that. The fiscal review committee that I was on didn't meet for months because they didn't want to have a meeting where I would ask questions. Eventually, in December, the chairman got myself and others on the state central committee, kicked off key committees like the audit committee, the fiscal review committee, and the permanent rules committee. And his effort is really to shut us up and to block anybody from asking questions. Keeps calling me, I've been called by the treasurer a two-bit con artist, and he put that in writing to the rest of the state central committee. So, and unfortunately, the treasurer is, he has no idea what he's talking about. He thinks we're on a cash basis of accounting, and he is just, it's sad. It's very, very sad.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. The media, I guess, has been trying to paint this as a fight between they call it far right extremists, which usually just means conservatives, and the more establishment wing of the party. I guess the head of the party has been a key ally of your governor, kind of perceived as a rhino, DeWine. But you say this is not about views or any of this. This is about fiscal accountability. The Republican Party is supposed to be about fiscal accountability. Talk a little bit about how the media is portraying this versus the reality. And I understand you guys filed a lawsuit. Is all this going to come out eventually?
I hope it all comes out, and I hope it gets resolved. You're absolutely right, Alex. The Ohio Republican Party is attacking all of us, saying that we are far right conservatives and we're, et cetera, et cetera. And that's certainly not true. It's certainly not true of me. Let me just say that for sure, because I came into this really trying to see what I could do to help the Republican Party, and not a, you know, a real crazy either way. I'm more in the middle from a perspective of conservatism. And, you know, it's a shame. We, because they would not let us fix this or resolve this or even meet as committees, and the committees don't meet, they're kind of meaningless. Bob Paducek, who's the chairman, just runs everything with an iron fist. And because we were kicked off the committees and really had no other alternative to do this internally, we were forced to file a lawsuit. There were five of us who were kicked off committees that signed on as plaintiffs. There were other people on the committee who support us. And, you know, that's kind of what has happened, unfortunately. And we'll have to see where it goes in terms of the lawsuit. You know, I have no idea what's going to happen there. But I'm hoping that in that the reasonable people on the State Central Committee are going to want to get to the truth and get around this cover up. And I don't think you can call it anything other than a cover up at this point by Bob Paducek and Dave Johnson, the treasurer.
Wow. And before we went on, you were talking a little bit about how some of these party leaders have been kind of intervening in primaries. You know, I don't know about the Republican Party of Ohio, but in other states where I've looked at how the party is supposed to operate, the party is really not supposed to get involved in primaries. They're not supposed to endorse. They're not supposed to be funding candidates until the voters in the primary have made their decision. You know, what's going on with that? Is this a broader issue of corruption in the party? Is there, and where should all of this go eventually? What do you want to see happen? I guess you guys want to be reinstated to your committees, but does the party need to be transformed, reformed, more transparency? What do you think?
I think the party definitely needs to be reformed and the bylaws need to change. And, you know, it's a very, very sad situation. They are endorsing people, giving, you know, the governor, you know, I think it's $1.5 million, and he has not been endorsed by the governing body of the Ohio Republican Party. But the chairman is, you know, used to be a lobbyist working for DeWine, our governor, and he has pushed all this. You know, I've communicated with the governor on a lot of these issues. I haven't heard back, unfortunately, for the governor, which really disappoints me. And because I thought the governor was really a man of integrity and would have wanted all these financial things to come out. So, you know, I'm not sure what's going to come out of the lawsuit, but I do think that they are using money improperly in violation of our bylaws. Our bylaws require certain things happen before, including endorsement, before money can be given to candidates. And, you know, I agree with you and many of the people on the State Central Committee agree that the party should not be endorsing anyone until after the primary, and that let the voters decide who the Republican candidate should be. And at that point, we ought to go, you know, full force trying to get those folks elected.
Very good. Mark, we've only got a couple minutes left. Any final words for people out there, maybe people involved in Republican parties in other states? I mean, you're the expert here on the accounting side. What should people be looking for? Because, you know, you're right. The Republican Party wants to be known as the party of fiscal responsibility and honesty and transparency and integrity. And yet clearly everything is not above board. What would you say to other members of the party in other states? What should they be looking for? Should they be working on these issues? And is there any way people can follow this other than just watching the news?
In terms of advice for other state parties, you know, my comment would be that people on there should really read their bylaws and understand the bylaws and make sure that they're being followed. And it's kind of very disappointing that so many of our committee members that are the governing board really didn't even request the bylaws once they got elected. So that's unfortunate, but they need to have a functioning audit committee. And if there's nobody who gets elected to their governing board from that as somebody that has a background in financial expertise. They should get some people, some CPAs, to serve as non-board members on the audit committee and help the committee run that and get a good audit of their financial statements. That's what I would recommend. And, you know, if other things come up in that audit, they need to deal with it, you know, implement internal controls, make sure the financials are in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles, those kind of things that they need to do. So if it's, this thing hadn't been, there was a consulting report in 2017 that they basically ignored the significant recommendations from it and tried to pass it off as that they had implemented it, which was really untrue. And if they had that, we wouldn't be talking today about these issues. You need to have good internal controls. You need to have auditors and other people overlooking the financial statements. And, you know, the board has the fiduciary responsibility to do that. And if they're not doing that, they're not complying with their fiduciary responsibility.
Yeah. Well, Mark, thank you very much for coming on the program. Thank you for speaking up on these issues.
Thank you, Alex.
Absolutely. This is,
and we do have a website that's orpaccountability.com.
Oh, excellent.
orpaccountability.com. If people want to follow this, as you said, though, they can Google the request, and it's, you know, in Ohio, you know, there's a lot of news about this.
Excellent. I thank you very much, Mark, for speaking out. A lot of people work real hard for this money. They donate to the Republican Party thinking it's going to go to proper purposes and the bylaws will be followed. And, you know, clearly that's not always the case. So, Mark, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for speaking up. And we'll hopefully catch up with you soon when more is known. So thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
All right, folks. That was Mark Bainbridge, member of the Central Committee of the Ohio Republican Party. Found some irregularities trying to get answers and faced the wrath of some senior people in the party, which, of course, is not appropriate. Thanks for tuning in, folks. I'm Alex Newman. It's Conversations That Matter. Until next time, God bless you all.